When a school bus has its lights flashing, all vehicles, not just cars and trucks, must come to a complete stop. That's the message the Sudbury Student Services Consortium wants to get across the week. Renee Boucher, the executive director of the consortium, said there hasn't been an increase in the number of cars and trucks ignoring flashing school bus lights, but school bus drivers have noticed that not all vehicles that should be stopping are stopping. Boucher said drivers have singled out ATVs in particular as not always obeying the flashing lights, and said even one tractor failed to stop. The Sudbury Student Services Consortium reminds the public that it is mandatory for all vehicles to stop when the red lights are flashing on a school bus, including ATVs, snowmobiles, tractors, and other modes of transportation, a release from the consortium states. This law is in place to protect the safety of students as they board and exit school buses, particularly when crossing the road. Obviously, failing to stop for school bus lights puts the lives of children at risk. The law applies to all vehicles, including but not limited to passenger vehicles, trucks, motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, ATVs, bicycles, snowmobiles, tractors. Failing to stop can lead to charges, starting with a $400 fine for the first offense with increasing fines for continued violations. Drivers will also earn demerit points and could find themselves in court. The Sudbury Student Services Consortium works closely with school boards, law enforcement, and communities to ensure students are safe while traveling to and from school. Public cooperation is essential in upholding this shared responsibility, the consortium concluded. All motorists, regardless of the mode of transportation, must remain vigilant and stop when the red lights are flashing. Thank you for working together to keep students safe.